somebody just got on it?
Or fell off.
I think there's room at the other end of the table there. We'll get started here in just another minute.
Face the name.
There's a sign-in sheet somewhere along the table there. And when we do introductions, I'll get the names and companies of the people on the telephone, so we'll have a list of everybody that attended. Okay, I think we're ready to start. My name is Len Vest. I was the project manager responsible for working with the Secretary of State's office to prepare the RFP that we're all here to talk about today. So some administrative things. We want to make sure everybody signs in. And when we get to the audience introductions, I'll make sure the people on the phone are on our sign-in sheet. Does anybody from the state want to make any introductory remarks? Okay. Well, first of all, welcome to the Campaign Finance RFP Bidders Conference. We appreciate your attendance. As you can probably imagine, this is an important endeavor for the Secretary of State's office, campaign finance, elections, voter registration. You've probably all been personally involved with reading articles about it, and it's an important thing for not only the state personnel, but candidates, committees, and the public. So we appreciate your attendance and interest in our RFP. What I'd like to do now is just have everybody, we'll go around the table and have everybody starting here to my right introduce yourselves. And then after the table introductions, we'll ask the people on the call-in line to also do that.
And if you guys would, when you're speaking, we are recording the meeting, and also we have some people on conference call, so do please try to speak into a microphone. You may have to pass them around, but the cords are pretty long.
I'm Jeff Oliver with the Secretary of State's office, IT department.
Tim Davis, Deloitte.
George Teal, Tree Logic Incorporated.
Bob Moriarty, DBM Solutions.
Steve Bell, EMC.
Jim Ricks with EMC.
Scott Lee, Wyatt Data Systems.
Wayne Munster, Elections Division for the state.
John Paulson with LEDS.
Carrie Ashley with the Elections Division.
And Christy Hubbard with the Elections Division.
And again, I'm Len Vest. Could I ask, we'll start with, I know that three people are online. Joe, do you want to introduce yourself?
Absolutely, Len. This is Joe Singh. I'm with PCC Technology Group.
And Sean?
Yes, this is Sean Fahim with Quest Information Systems.
And that's Quest with a U instead of a W, right?
Correct.
And Kendra?
I am Kendra Allen with Deloitte.
And did anybody else join us in the last couple of minutes on the telephone?
Yes, you have one more. It's Tony Barlow with Deloitte.
Okay, Tony. So I got all four people that are on the telephone conference call in and everybody that's here. So the next step is I'd just like to make a few comments about the RFP, and then we'll open it up to vendor questions. And you have agenda in front of you as well, and I believe I've sent it to everybody that's calling in. Some of the things I'd like to discuss, the purpose of the RFP, and it's explained in the first paragraph of the RFP. The state has an in-house legacy campaign finance software system that was started in the year 2000, so it's about 8 years old now. It's using Informix database and a lot of Java technology. We've only had probably one full-time resource available to work on a campaign finance system. And as time has passed, we're getting more legislation, more requests from committees and candidates and the public and the media to improve our campaign finance system. Subsequently, Senate Bill 07-259 last year actually made it a request of Secretary of State to look into getting a new campaign finance system, either through procurement or enhancing our current system. And the approach that we're taking initially is to look for a vendor or vendors that can provide a commercial off-the-shelf web-enabled campaign finance system. Some of the things that that's been needed is better navigation, better summarization of the data. Our current system does a great job of showing the detail of contributions and expenditures, but somebody that might want to go in and say, hey, I'm interested in the governor's race, show me all the candidates running and how much they've collected and how much they've spent in a summary type mode, it just doesn't do that. So that's just one example of many things we need to do to improve the system. The schedule, if you've looked at the RFP, you probably know that, or at least our initial schedule through contracting with a vendor is shown in the RFP in section 2.6 and 2.5.1. These bids are out and due back, or the proposals are due back on July the 10th. After that, we'll have an evaluation team look at the business proposals and grade all of the business proposals, and then we'll open up the cost proposal parts and score that. And we'll take those scores and pick the top candidates for bringing in for what we call an oral presentation and a demonstration of their system. After that, we will look at the scores again, adjust from whatever we learned during that process, and put out a notice of award. And then we'll meet with the vendor that is awarded the notice and go into contract negotiations. And we hope to have a contract signed by sometime first part of October is kind of our initial goal. A lot's going to depend on how many vendors bid on the system. If there's a lot of vendors, it takes longer to get through the evaluation process. If there's fewer, it takes less time, and we would get to, and it'd be take a lot less time to go through orals and demonstrations. There's good and bad to that, of course, but if we do have less, we'll probably get through the evaluation process sooner and put out a notice of award sooner and get into contract negotiations sooner. As you all know, 2008 is probably going to be the most hectic year for people in this room that are involved with elections of any year in the history of the United States. Because of that, it kind of affects the schedule and the fact that we don't have a lot of user availability until after the election. That doesn't mean if we contract with a vendor in early October, there are certainly things that we can be doing as far as planning the project, trying to schedule it out. We could even be looking at some data migration situations. But as far as setting down and clarifying and modifying the requirements, the system requirements with the key users, that's going to be affected by the election as far as the schedule goes. And I just wanted to bring that out so you kind of understand that part of the schedule too. The next thing on the agenda is the vendor response. Section 5 explains all the things that you need to respond to this RFP. I think it's laid out fairly clearly, how many pages, all of that, including the business and the cost portions of your proposal. The last page of that section even lays out the numbering of the sections that we would like you to follow in your proposal, so that we're, when we're looking at multiple proposals and start discussing them, section 2 is the same for all the proposals. State evaluation, we're going to have 7 evaluators from different areas, including elections, information technology, county, and legislators. And as I mentioned, we will score the business proposals first, and then we'll score the cost proposals secondly, and then we'll modify those scores based on the vendor presentations and oral presentations and application presentation. We've included a contract, I'll call it a boilerplate contract, as Appendix E to the RFP, and we've tried to include almost everything in there we can think of that's going to be in our contract. You'll see that some areas of that are required. Special provisions, we can't change those. Those are required by state law. Other areas, typically we'll, come up with a few that we have to negotiate. But if you're going to bid on the system, or if you're going to submit a proposal, I highly recommend you give Appendix E to, your legal counsel. Let them look at it. If there's anything that you object to, we would like to see, and we have requested to see that in writing so we know ahead of time. I think that's all I have for Section 5, so we're now on Section 6, vendor questions, and we're a typical vendor conference. We're ahead of schedule. Wayne, you want to comment?
Lynn, this is Wayne Munster with the Secretary of State's office. I think what Lynn brought up is very important to remember about timing. All of our resources will be completely focused on this election. So whoever we do award the contract with, they're going to have to be flexible with our staff. And it's not just November that the election ends. We're still trying to clean up, get everything certified at the end of November. And then we also have the Electoral College, which is, I think, the first or second Wednesday in December. So it doesn't all end the day, that night when they project a winner. So I just wanted to make sure that you're completely aware of that. And also the legislature will go into session in January. In an odd year, there's usually a lot of elections. Well, I don't want to say a lot, but there's elections legislation. So we may have a moving target somewhat when it comes to campaign finance. So just be aware, we'll have to be flexible depending on the legislature as well. Did you have anything to add, Kristen?
No, I don't think so. I would like to add that we have initiated conversation with our county clerks, which are some of our biggest users. Their staff does the same data entry we do here at the state level. And because their resources are also really directed at this election, we've tentatively talked about, when could we even start having JAD sessions? And at this point, it looks like, if contract negotiations go well, probably that would be the first part of December at the earliest. So, we want to be as open with you guys as possible, but to have you understand that it's not that this project isn't important, but this election year will just be really hectic for us, as some of you probably as well.
That's all I had, Lynn.
Thanks, Wayne and Christy. Those are good points. And a lot's going to depend on how close the, as far as getting the project done, is how close the vendor package meets our requirements. And, we're going to work on both trying to get what we want and also meeting a schedule. And so that brings us to vendor questions. If you ask a question that the people in the room from the state, elections or IT or myself, don't feel comfortable with answering at the moment without thinking about it, all the questions and answers we're going to try to get recorded down, written down, and they will be on the website. So if we can't answer your question today, at this meeting, we'll get the question posted and the answer posted quickly.
Lynn, if I could just butt in one more time, which reminds me, I don't know if you mentioned the project webpage. If you guys haven't seen it, on our campaign finance side of the Secretary of State's office, Lynn has already created a project webpage where we have received some written questions already that we've proposed
yes.
responses to, and it has the RFP and several other documents. So keep an eye on that. We're trying to keep it updated as much as possible.
Yeah, we've gotten 4 questions, and the answers to those are posted out there. And the address to that website is on page 3 of the RFP. Okay, anybody want to open it up with a question?
If you, sir.
Well, it's just a quick, this is Tim Davis with Deloitte. 23 of 39, this page dealing with financial statements, and that
you say here that unaudited financials or just done on Bradstreet reports alone are unacceptable. We typically provide that kind of information in our proposals. We don't have audited financials per se. And I'm wondering if you would reconsider that particular requirement.
Okay, for a public company, we're just looking for, and I think it mentions both public and private.
Right.
Are you guys private?
Yes.
Okay. So what we're needing there is, and you can certainly make it confidential, so that it's only used during the evaluation, but we need some sort of audited financial disclosure for the status of your company.
Okay, and as I said, we don't have audited financial statements as a private company. We have bank references and so on and so forth, but we don't have audited financials in the kind of format that you all would be familiar with. And it's proven acceptable in all other cases with the state, that information that we have available. But
okay. I was going to say, I'm sure you've been on plenty of other. Okay.
And you don't have to answer me now. I don't want to take up the group's time with that. I don't know if anyone else is faced with the.
We'll clarify that paragraph in an answer on the website to make sure, and I'll get with the purchasing office to make sure that we're capable of handling the situation. George?
George Tealtree Logic. There's provision in the RFP for security clearances for project personnel. Do you need anything beyond the FBI criminal database? Do you need national security checks?
No, that criminal database is what we've used on other projects.
Right. Us too.
Okay.
Bob Moriarty here from DBM Solutions. A couple follow-ups on the availability of staff. Is there a dedicated project staff from?
currently, I know, Lynn, we have in our campaign finance group, I think, a total of 3 people that are trying to handle this for the whole state. So as you can imagine, with numerous filings, they're hectic. But Christine Reynolds is the one we've been relying on to assist with the project. But her availability will be very limited until
later. Well, and keep in mind, this is Christy Hippert. I'm the special projects coordinator for the state, and I also oversee the campaign finance unit. So Lynn, you know, obviously is our program manager, but I'll be working very closely with Lynn on oversight of this project as well. And then we do have staff that, you know, can be made available for reference questions and things like that. But primarily, you'll probably be working mostly with Lynn and I.
Okay. And thank you. And a follow-up. Within the RFP, there's a section on requirements, and basically, you know, very nicely lined up with a matrix of, you know, do you meet this, do you meet this. Is that considered the list of requirements, or will there be a process of going through follow-up requirements definition for additional?
There will definitely be a process, like a JAD sessions or
right.
whatever, to not only clarify, you know, get the requirements down to where they're testable. We all understand them. They're testable. So, yes, there will be a process.
Okay. And has a grading criteria been established?
Yes.
And you'll keep that to yourself.
Well, we have disclosed that it's 75% based on your business proposal and 25% based on your cost proposal. But other than that, they'd cut my arm off if I told you.
Okay.
did I
blame me for asking.
Did I hear you correctly? Len is going to be the project manager throughout the life of the project? Is
well,
that what you said?
Actually, I may have spoke a little bit prematurely. Right now, Len is engaged with us through the end of this fiscal year. I think it's okay to say our staff is working towards extending that contract into the next fiscal year. And at this point, you're very optimistic that that will happen.
I see. And do you have a time that the system should, you want the system implemented totally? Is there a drop-dead date on that?
Our funds are available for fiscal year 08-09, which runs from July 1st of this year till June 30th of 2009. So that's our first goal, is to finish by June 30th of 2009. should disaster hit, we have to go back and look at, whether or not we can extend funds into the next fiscal year, get more funds. I'm sure you're all familiar with those kind of situations, but we're certainly, our initial goal is to try to get a system up by the end of June 2009. And in time for some of the heavier reporting to be part of the warranty period in 2009, in those September, October months.
Steve Bell with EMC. I'm curious, from an infrastructure standpoint, basically from a hardware, you've got an existing infrastructure right now. Is this going to be net new with a complete new solution, or do you envision using some of the infrastructure that you currently have from the Secretary of State's office?
Jeff, you want me to address that, or would you like to? Okay. Well, right now, and I mentioned in a current environment, Section 3 of the RFP, we certainly have a IT infrastructure here at the Secretary of State, Sun Microsystems, Informix, Java type environment. We also have started out to be more of a disaster recovery, but there are actually some applications that are using it as primary site, where I mentioned some of the things that are available at those sites here in the metro Denver area, where they have Oracle and SQL Server and ASP and some of the other technologies that we don't have at the infrastructure here on site. We are probably looking. Our preliminary investigation of what's available out there tells us we're probably not going to get a Java Informix application, campaign finance application. So I think we're probably going to be looking at putting it at one of those other sites here in Metro Denver. And we're also asking for you to bid on what the hardware and the system software needed to build the infrastructure to support your application. And then we would look at probably putting that together at one of those sites. So it's most likely going to be new hardware, potentially on the system software like Oracle. We have Oracle, we have SQL Server licenses. We'd have to look at, extra needs, whatever, and price all that out. So we're looking at your hardware and system software cost proposal tables just to be able to compare. Oh, gee, look, what they're going to need all this, or they're not going to need all that, or whatever. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, it did. I mean, you're going to need to have some new software in there. When you look at your business continuity, your production, and your disaster recovery, you folks have recently just put some stuff in from a DR, and I was just curious if you're going to use some of that infrastructure you just laid out. So, but that's okay. You can help.
Certainly want to start following or continue following state procedures for disaster recovery and all those type of things. So we'll be looking at all that as part of this project like any other. Any other questions in the room? If not, I'll pass it over to the people on the telephone. I'll start with the order of your introductions. Joe, do you have any questions?
Yes, ma'am. I want to resonate on Tim's point on the being privately held. We have the same challenge as well, and usually we would provide unaudited statements as well as bank references, that sort of thing. So that's something if you could look at and relook at and post it, what other options are, that would be good on the financial statements. The second question I have is on the county participation. Traditionally, other states that we have done with, mostly the reporting is done at the state level. I'm assuming you're extending your campaign finance to county elections as well. That's the reason county officials would be entering the data. And could you confirm that? Is that what the intent is?
Yes, the intent is there are a lot of committees at the county level that work with the county clerk to get their disclosure reports in. Some, in fact, are so small that they may fill out, if they have less than 30 transactions on their report, they can actually fill it out by paper, take it in, and the county clerk staff will actually enter it for them. So the county clerks need to have access to enter disclosure reports. They need to be able to run all the same reports that the state can. And one thing that they don't have right now that the state level has is document control. At the state level, we can scan documents in and attach those to committees and candidates. Currently, the counties can't do that, but we have a requirement in there that they be able to do that in the new system. Did that answer your question?
That did. I just wanted to confirm that that's what kind of what we thought, so that does confirm that. The next question I have, Len, is this is on your budget that you had shared one of the in the question and answer document. The hosting, I'm assuming, is going to be a state data center?
Yes.
Plus to your hosting cost as well as part of that budget. So I'm assuming that's at the state site, correct?
Right. When we quoted that amount in the answer to one of the questions, that's the total amount of funds we have available for the project. So that won't necessarily go all to the vendor that's proposing on this RFP. We do have to pay for a hosting center, project management within the state, things like that. So you're right. You're correct.
Okay. That's all we have on our side. Thank you.
John, do you have any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
Kendra, did Tim ask all the questions for you?
I actually do have one more question. I'd like to know whether you all have looked at any other state systems and visited any other states, or if there's a system you've particularly liked in another state.
This is Christy Hepburn. Not only did we do some internal research of other states' websites, but we actually hosted public meetings with some of the sponsors of the bill, and we invited comment from the public, the media, and so forth. Through that process, we looked at many states in different jurisdictions. I will decline to say if there was one that we liked better than the others, but the public meeting recordings are on our website, so you can listen to those meetings if you like.
Thank you.
And Tony?
Hi there. I just have one quick question, which is, are there any other big, large state systems that the campaign finance system will need to interface with?
Not in this particular proposal. Right now the current system interfaces with a document control system, but in this particular system, our requirements, we want that document control to be within the application.
Okay.
So at this point in time, no. Is that correct, Jeff? Or is there something that...
Well, we'll need to interface some with our accounting. No, I guess we won't. I mean, accounting system would be the only other one, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's a possibility, and we may have to go, explore it as we go through, but in Colorado, we did have a fine for late filings for campaign finance reports, and presumably this solution would generate some sort of an invoice and track that. There may be a need to interface that with our Secretary of State accounting system, but I don't know that until we see what the system does, I don't know how much we can answer.
Okay. That's it for me. Thank you.
What is the Secretary of State accounting system?
It's currently a homegrown system, but we are looking to get a new system, or at least rewrite the system.
So one of the holes with the current system is that if we do find someone, then that invoice is handled through the current accounting system, and it's kind of a manual process of scanning the invoice and attaching it to the committee that was late. So it's a manual process that we would like to get rid of, but. We don't have a specific requirement here, and one of the reasons is we're probably going to go to a new accounting system, and we just need to look at all that at some point. Any other questions from the telephone or the table? Well, like most bidder conferences I've been at, we usually get done in half the time, but I certainly appreciate the you taking the time out of your day to come and to call in, and we will reiterate these questions and answers and post them on our website, especially the one about financial disclosures. And any other questions you have now until Let's see, I got a schedule here. There's a cutoff for questions, and that is June 23rd at 1 p.m. So if you have any questions, you need to get them to us in writing based on what the RFP says. Email them to me, and we'll get answers to those posted on the website. Okay, that closes our meeting, so it's adjourned.